This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yesterday afternoon, we as New York Jet fans found out our quarterback plan for 2025. And if you dive into the numbers of the contract they gave to Justin Fields, I think you get a better idea of what's going on here. So they signed him to a two-year, $40 million contract, 30 of it guaranteed, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
His cap number this season is a very manageable $8.5 million. Next year, year two of this deal, if the Jets decide, you know what, he stinks. It's not working out. He's missing production meetings. We don't like Justin Fields. They could cut him, and they would face a dead money cap hit of about $10 million, which is not anything crazy. So the Jets are set up to kind of look, see at Justin Fields on a very reasonable cap number this year, evaluate him,
right,
see what he's got. See how he fits this offense. See how he fits this system. And if things go badly, or let's say they draft a young quarterback and they really like said young quarterback, they could cut him and move on very quickly. And so this, to me, is the definition of a lottery ticket. It is a lottery ticket move, which is why my point yesterday when Sean broke the glass and made the announcement was, okay, cool, I like it. I'm not celebrating. I'm not telling you the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not telling you this is the greatest move ever. I'm going to remember where I was when the glass broke and found out about Justin Fields. But I think it's a smart move. And I think what it does on draft day is it allows the Jets to let the board come to them.
Mm-hmm.
If
right, they don't have to be desperate to draft anybody.
They don't have to draft a quarterback. They don't. If Shedeur Sanders drops to 7, which I don't think happens, but is at least a possibility, the Jets could say, wow, okay, right, another lottery ticket, let's go.
To me, that sounds like noise that's just pre-draft nonsense because there's too many teams that need a quarterback.
I agree.
Somebody's either going to go up for that or he's going to get drafted up at number 2 or whatever. So I don't think he's falling to number 7.
I agree that he won't fall to number 7. The only thing that opens up that possibility is if there are enough teams who say, hey, we settled our quarterback situation in free agency or via trade. Like one example that I'm not sure of, who a week ago I would have said, this team is drafting Shedeur Sanders, would be the Las Vegas Raiders.
Right.
Shedeur Sanders.
But they trade for Geno Smith. And I don't know, like it wouldn't shock me now if Pete Carroll and the Raiders are saying, no, that's our quarterback. We're not drafting a young quarterback. He's 35, but he's here for 3 years and we like him.
Right.
So that's one element where it's possible, though I agree with you, it's not likely. But I think that's the spot the Jets are in now. Whether it's a Jackson Dart, if they love him, maybe it's falling in the second round, or maybe they actually go early and take him in the first round, though I doubt it. I think the Jets are now in a position to let the board come to them. If they really, really like a quarterback, fine, go take one. That guy can fit this room.
Right.
But I don't think they have to anymore. I think they could look at Justin Fields, Tyrod Taylor, and Jordan Travis and say, go out there, we'll see what we got.
Well, they're fortunate because there's two guys that have a pretty, I mean, not a ton of experience for Justin Fields, but he was a starting quarterback for 3 years.
Right.
Right. And so, and he sat and he learned a little bit, if you want to call it that, with Russell Wilson a year ago in Pittsburgh. But Tyrod Taylor's 36 years old. Like, he's been around forever.
Yeah.
So they, it's not like they lack experience.
No,
and
they don't.
And that's the one thing you don't want when you're starting a new regime is just cluelessness when it comes to your quarterback room.
Yes. I think the Jets are now in a position where it could go either way on if they draft a quarterback or not. They can let how they view
the
board.
They don't have to.
They don't have to, I think the Giants have to, even if they get a veteran.
Right.
Because they're not just going into next year with Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers and Tommy DeVito. Like, I think they're going to draft a young quarterback. Now, it doesn't mean they have to reach. Doesn't mean they've got to stretch in the first round. But I think the Jets are in a spot where, if you ask me right now on March 11th, half birthday of my son Jet, happy half birthday. If you ask me on March 11th, are the Jets taking a quarterback? I think it's a coin flip. Yeah. I think it's absolutely 50-50. I think it's the way the board goes.
Right.
I think it's the way they view these quarterbacks. They no longer are in a have-to moment. But
it's kind of comforting to be in that way. What is their pick in the second round? Is it same area, 7?
Yes, it's 42.
Right, so, I mean, that's a good second-round pick as well.
Yeah, it's 8 picks after where the Giants go at 34. And then the big news, the surprising news slash big news from last week, is that we were all under the impression that when the Jets traded for Davante Adams, because they had multiple threes, that they traded the third-round pick that was higher than the one they actually did trade.
Right.
So they actually have the lower, better third-round pick, which is 73rd overall, as opposed to 92nd overall, which is a huge difference.
Enormous difference.
And somehow everybody...
That's a valuable pick.
No kidding. Somehow everybody got it wrong. But then when the Adams trade went... Not the Adams trade. The Geno Smith trade. Yep. But it's connected to Davante Adams. Like, the whole trifecta of it. They traded that pick to Seattle, and we're like, oh, yeah, by the way, that's 92nd, not 73rd.
Right.
It's like, oh... So the Jets actually did better. So thank you, Joe Douglas, wherever you are right now. Thank you for that. Let's go to Lee in Deer Park. What's up, Lee?
Hey, gentlemen. I do have a Justin Fields point I want to make. But have you seen the new era baseball caps that came out this year from Major League Baseball?
I saw the Texas
one. Oh, my God. Okay. So, no, before you go into this, I'm not going to say what they say. But I want you to take a look at the Texas Rangers, which they've already pulled from the shelves, the Anaheim Angels, and the Houston Astros, and you guys can tell your audience about everything they say on the phone.
I cannot believe he's got greenlit. Oh, my God. And after you're done with your call, you're right.
And
we will explain
your wife,
this.
Yes. You can let your wife, who speaks Spanish, read the Texas Rangers hat out loud.
Okay. OMG. All right. We're all over it. Thank you very much for the info.
But now but really quick regarding the Justin Fields, I never liked the Zach Wilson pick. I thought they should have taken Justin Fields in the first place. And just to compound and pile on a little bit on Joe Douglas, if they bring in Justin Fields and he balls out while Zach Wilson is some $6 million journeyman backup in Miami who is probably going to be out of the league in 2 years, it just shows you how absolutely ineffective he was at assessing that quarterback situation. Because,
yes.
I mean, he tanked.
Yes.
He tanked
yes.
for Trevor Lawrence. He missed. And instead of pivoting and saying, you know what, the quarterback we want isn't here, which I think teams this year are looking at the quarterback selection thinking the same thing, he actually just forced a square peg into a round hole.
Right, when they could have literally ran it back with Sam Darnold.
Right.
With more talent around him, which is what I leaned towards doing back during that draft once they missed out on Trevor Lawrence. But I'm going to assure you of something. And yes, you can save the audio. And yes, I would take an L, maybe the size of Sean's L from the Saquon Barkley stuff for this. Zach Wilson is not going to be a successful quarterback in the NFL, and I'm not worried about it. I'm just not. Sam Darnold, I could see happen.
Well, I mean,
it's not happening with Zachariah Wilson.
I was interested if he would have stayed in Denver for maybe another year. Zach Wilson, that is.
Right.
And Sean Payton was able to do whatever, something with him and rehabilitate him, get a chance to play, and then ultimately he becomes a player. But going to Miami, I don't know if he really fits what they do.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel the same.
It's not.
Because it's so much timing. I mean, think about that offense when you watch it. It's so frustrating because there's no chance to get a pass rush on him.
Now, he may get a chance to play because of the unfortunate injury history of Tua.
Right.
But I'm not scared that even the great Mike McDaniel is going to be able to figure that out.
Right.
Now, before we get to the new era hats, which I'm staring at, the breaking piece of golf news, Sean, was what?
Tiger Woods, at 49 years old, has ruptured his Achilles while ramping up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast?
Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the season.
What was his previous injury?
I don't know.
Right.
How do you rupture your Achilles playing golf?
Didn't he have a foot? Like, I can't remember now what it was. Because he's basically disabled right now, right? Because he can barely walk, and it's hard for him to even complete a round.
He had several knee injuries.
Right. But then in the car wreck, something happened in that car wreck that really disabled him.
Hmm.
And I can't remember what it was.
Was it the back? I'm reading about the back surgeries.
But either way, at 49 years old, almost 50, you rupture your Achilles. Like, his golf career has got to be done.
How do you rupture your Achilles? How did he rupture
his Achilles? Probably training.
Yeah, he said ramping up. It didn't necessarily mean swinging a golf
ball. Right, because he trains like he's a competitive running athlete.
Right,
not
right.
Like he's a golfer.
Okay.
And so when you're that old and you're trying to push it, your body just can't handle it.
Well, that sucks. That does suck for Tiger Woods, and that's a brutal injury. So you're probably right. I don't know if we'll ever see him play on any kind of big competitive level.
There's also a surprise at a Yankee camp. The Yankees have optioned Everson Pereira to AAA with 2 weeks left.
I'm not surprised by that. In fact, I was surprised the other day. I was reading like roster predictions for the Yankees, and I kept seeing Everson Pereira's name there. And the reason I was like, there's no way he's made. The guy's coming off Tommy John surgery. And so he missed a chunk of last year. He's coming off a major injury. I think Pereira may be up here sooner rather than later because the Yankees certainly have holes at designated hitter and they could use him playing in the outfield. But I think he's got to play. Right. He's got to play at the minor league level. So that may be a surprise to some. I was surprised that he was mentioned as a legitimate, 26-man roster guy considering the severity of the injury he's coming off of.
Well, it looks like they're going to have to go to the outside to add another bat, though, whatever he would have been occupying based on injuries. So.
Look, you're right. Verdugo's always made sense, especially to give you kind of solid outfield play and just DH Dominguez early on to get his bat in the lineup and relax him early this season.
So
yeah, we'll see what Spencer Jones gone to.
Well, that's not a surprise. He struck out 200 times at Double A last year.
I'm not saying it's a surprise. I'm saying for the fraction of Yankee fans that were holding out hope, he's been optioned.
So I saw some of these MLB new hats that new era came out with, but when I saw it, I thought it was a joke. In fact, Sean brought it up to me. I admit this off air and said, there's no way this is real. And specifically, it's around the Angels. So they're overlap hats. So it's like the team's regular logo, and then they put like
the name of the team, like the Astros behind the logo.
Right. Now, that's
almost like their jersey script.
Yeah. So you have the logo in front of the actual name of the team. So for the Angels case, it's the A, the N, the G, the E, the L, the S, and then they put the big A on top of it. And I'll start with the Angels. It's A N, then the giant A, a little E, and then LS. And if you spell that out, it looks like something completely different.
Yo anus.
Yes, it doesn't sound, it doesn't look like Angels.
No,
at all.
Because the A is blocking the G. So instead of it saying Angels, it's an O's. If you know what I mean.
And you know, that hat could be a heck of a Valentine's Day gift.
And then the Texas Ranger one, the T blocks the X. So instead of it saying T-E-X-A-S, it's T-E-T-A-S.
Are they built for speed or for comfort?
And in Spanish, that's not even.
You old sailor, you.
In Spanish or English, it's obvious what that says.
Right.
And then the Astro one, the H covers the T.
And the R.
And the R, so it's A-S-H-O, which sounds, if you spell it out, like something completely different. So they had to know this while they were putting it together, that it looks like slang for, you know, breasts.
You play the motorboat?
And the angel one is, you know, the
right.
Yeah, the behind. I mean.
Yo anus.
Athletics is also getting bad press, but that doesn't say anything bad, does it?
What's it getting bad press for? I haven't seen the Athletics.
I'm just looking at the, because there's four that I'm looking at. It's the Astros, the Rangers, the Angels, and then the Athletics.
Yes.
But it looks
Oh, I got it. Because it looks like ass. It's the A apostrophe S over an A apostrophe S, but the second A is blocked out, so it looks like A-S-S.
Okay.
It looks like it says ass.
That could be the Yankees hat this year.
Stop. How do they do this?
I don't know. Who approved this? How do these things even get made?
Or they're brilliant. Mm. And it's all on purpose because people will talk about it, people will laugh at it, and people will buy it. You don't think the Astro fans are going to buy that hat? Not the Astro fan, the Ranger fans with the T-E and the T blocking the X and the A-S?
Maybe.
Like the Angel one, I'd have a tough time buying. Like you jokingly said, I'll give that. I'm not giving that as a gift hat.
Right.
I'm not touching that one. I'm being honest with you. I'm not touching that one.
Right.
The Texas one is like, I think I could. And the Astro one is funny because it's just a curse word. It's nothing too bad. But man, MLB can't get out of their own way sometimes.
Here's a thought. A hat with just the team's logo on it.
Just that?
You know, why is that so hard? Yeah, it's so easy.
Have you seen what the Yankee one and the Met ones look like? Like, are they cool at all or do they look weird?
I think they just look weird.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's no curse word on it or anything. Because the Yankees, I mean, what would you do with the Yankees? The NY ahead of the N? Yeah. I don't know. I'll look for it. But, yeah, that's a big deal right now that the Angels hat says it. Peacock. I mean, how stupid is that? Let's go to Diego in East Meadow. How you doing today, Diego?
I'm good, boys. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Oh, well, I got some bad news before I get to my Darius Slayton point because you can't buy the Texas Rangers hat. They pulled it early yesterday.
Oh, they did. Okay. Yeah. That was the first one they pulled.
So unless you're willing to lay out a couple hundred bucks on eBay, good luck.
It's going to become a valuable piece now.
Yeah. But with this Slayton thing, like, it's bittersweet. I don't know which way to go because here's my thing. Having watched a lot of the games in person, it seems like a lot of those yards came in garbage time. It came with... Mm-hmm. When the game was out of hand, they were down by, you know, two touchdowns. Oh, they're Slayton for 60 or something like that. But when you needed him the most early in the game, when you wanted momentum going into a half or whatever it was, that's when he dropped the ball. So it's hard to judge like how you feel about him wanting back, because it just feels like you're going to get more of the same. Like when you need him, he's just not going to be there.
Well, I mean,
do you guys feel that way?
It's hard. Like you need veteran wide receivers. You have to. You can't just be completely all, you know, young kids out there. He is a locker room leader for sure, and I think that means probably more than anything we're going to talk about here. Because they need veterans that have been here and understand what, you know, the giant culture is supposed to be. But with that being said, like, I think we all know he's flawed as a wide receiver. That's why he's not being paid $25 million.
That's why he's not a number one to begin with.
Right. He's making $12 million. It's a good number, but it's not as if he's overpaid to be back. And I haven't looked fully at the contract yet, but I'm sure if in a year or two, it's not right, they get out of it. So it doesn't feel egregious to me, because I like Darius Slayton as a teammate for this Giants, like, young group of wide receivers that they have.
Dom is calling from New Jersey. How are you today, Dom?
I'm doing good. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the tanking. I have an idea to fix it. It's from the PWHL, the Women's Hockey League.
Okay.
What they do is when the team's mathematically eliminated, they do the same way how the hockey point system is, 3 points, 2 points, 1 point, and by winning, they get the 3 points, and that's how they determine who gets the number one pick, and off from there, after they're mathematically eliminated.
Oh, interesting.
Wait, say that again? So what happens?
So basically, if you're incentivized to win then, right?
So once you're mathematically eliminated, you're incentivized to
right.
win.
Right.
That's interesting.
That is. I mean, I don't mind that.
Well, I've always...
But you're also incentivized to be mathematically eliminated first.
Right.
Right.
The way around that is to say, okay, Sean...
But I think you kind of know at some point. Like, you know what I mean? You're trying to win a championship until we can't. So let's try to win so that we can... It's different.
Well, how about...
Because I haven't heard that before.
How about you do it this way? So when Sean put the 18 teams that missed the playoffs in a pot, he went to the standings, and he looked, and he's like, okay, here are the 18 teams that missed the playoffs. Let me write their name down, cut it out, put it in a bowl, and Evan's going to pick it out for our little lottery.
Right.
What if the draft order starts with the first team that missed the playoffs?
Right.
So, again, you're rewarding being good.
Right.
There's no incentive to lose whatsoever. You're rewarding, I guess you could argue you're rewarding mediocrity, but you're rewarding right. not sucking, because... The discussions that we all had around here, I mean, I love you, Tommy. You said some of the dumbest things, and I know why you did it, because you're a diehard fan. When you're like, that player's tanking, that right. player's not tanking. Like, that's not really happening. And yet, in our brains, we're forced to think stupidly because of the fact that we know we're better off as fans watching our team lose,
right.
even though a sane, rational brain will tell you it's asinine to think a player is going to lose on purpose to get a better draft pick for a guy who's going to replace them.
It's also asinine to think that a coach whose job is on the line is going to intentionally try to lose a game. It just doesn't make sense.
Hear me out on this, and you could poke holes in it. So in Evan Roberts' fantasy baseball league that we're all a part of, one way that he avoids tanking is we have a consolation bracket.
That's right.
To determine the number one overall pick.
That's right.
Is there any way to do that in the NFL?
I've thought about it. And I've thought about it more in the NBA. If you have a consolation tournament and the winner of that tournament gets the number one pick, but also gets like the last playoff spot.
Right.
So that the guys are actually playing for something
right.
separate. It would not work in the NFL. It just wouldn't. So it's a novel idea. It sounds good on paper. It works in our fantasy league. By the way, speaking of fantasy baseball, I got a moral question.
Go ahead.
A very interesting, and I'm actually having this discussion during our last commercial break with a guy in my fantasy league. This does not involve me, does not involve Loogie, does not involve your team. So we have a keeper fantasy league. There are trades during the offseason. One of the owners traded in the offseason Gerrit Cole to another owner.
Mm.
That owner, obviously, with the intention of keeping them. Now, luckily, keeper deadline has not passed. The owner is not going to keep Gerrit Cole. I approached the other owner and said, don't you think you owe a moral responsibility to the guy you traded with to rescind the trade? And he says to me, why would I do that?
Yeah.
And no, I'm like, because...
I don't think so. Because
you don't think so?
He wasn't hurt.
I know. I agree. It's not like the owner did nothing wrong. But again, it's not during the season. So it's not like you got players and that guy helped you. It's the off season. You traded a draft pick for the rights to keep somebody.
Right.
Don't you just think the right thing to do?
No. Because what if you're the person that holds Gerrit Cole there and says, I really am not going to end up keeping him because I don't trust his arm after last year's injuries. Oh, there's somebody that wants to take that risk? Now I'm going to feel bad. That's part of the reason I'm dealing him is because I don't trust the risk.
You don't trust the risk, and the other guy just didn't calculate it at all.
Yeah. Find his keepers.
No, I don't think there's a dilemma there.
All right.
So yeah, I think you're good.
You could have good faith karma, meaning that's owner.
That's what I'm thinking, yes.
That's where my brain would go you know what? Let me do something out of good faith here. So that the faith or the baseball fantasy gods will reward me.
I'm telling you right now, and I'm not going to put pressure on this owner, and I respect your guys' opinion. If it was me, I would say trade's off.
Anybody we know, put their name on it?
Yeah, but the audience doesn't know who he is, so it doesn't matter.
That's what I mean. The audience doesn't know. It's not Hoffman or
it's no one, who
one of these
here.
Other fellas.
And it's a good person. Like, the person's not doing anything wrong. I'm just saying if it was me, I would actually go to the owner and say, I'm going to rescind this trade as long as the commissioner approves. Would you do that? You would do that too, Tommy?
If I was the commissioner?
If you were the one who traded Gerrit Cole, would you go to the owner and say, look, I feel bad. Not that anyone did anything wrong. Let's rescind the whole
thing. It's human nature. If I like the person, probably.
So it comes down to
be honest with you. So if it was one of my boys, then yes.
It comes down to who you made the trade with.
Probably.
Sounds to me like we need a new commissioner rule here.
Why is that?
You trade for somebody that then gets hurt before the season after a trade. Basically a free keeper. You get an extra keeper.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, well then you don't have any moral compass.
My moral compass.
Trying to put in everybody else.
Right.
The commissioner should fix that. He should figure out a way to fix that.
I can't because you guys, because the trade was made before he was hurt. It's they have the right to make the trades they want to make. The only way I would approve rescinding it is if both owners came to me and said, look, for good karma, we're going to take this thing back.
Let the owners. Evan's right. Let the owners police themselves. You guys are new to the league. Evan is like the Captain Jack Sparrow. There's other people in this league that want a mutiny, and they want him out. And meaning they give you crap for everything.
Everything.
We don't have to mention all their names. Nobody knows who they are. But they get on Evan for
everything.
This poor guy who spends his hard-earned time running this league forever.
That's right.
And there's a lot of people that give him grief, and they would give him grief for ruling unfairly. So let them police
it. No, I'm letting them police it. I'm not even suggesting the commissioner should do anything. I'm just wondering if you're in the audience and you traded for Gerrit Cole, or you traded Gerrit Cole, would you be a good person and say trades off?
Probably.
No, you said no. You can't go back now.
I think you should handle it, though. That's how I would do it.
Speaking of Gerrit Cole, I have a piece of information about the Gerrit Cole injury that could very much impact what the Yankees do next. You're not going to want to miss this. Plus, we'll get back to your calls on the Giants, the Jets, NFL free agency, and the issue with tanking in sports. Oh, later on, you'll love this, Knicks fans who think I hate your basketball team. Something happened last night that caused me to actually like your basketball team. It has nothing to do with gambling. I can promise you that. We'll give you some interesting information about the Gerrit Cole injury and how the Yankees can use it to their advantage. But it is time for your sports IQ trivia question, and it's presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric. Name the last Giants free agent signing to make a Pro Bowl with the New York Giants. We will take caller number 6 at 866-540-WFAN to answer your sports IQ trivia question, and you could win a $250 American Express gift card. Your sports IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and Cadillac's family of EV, including all-electric Lyric. I want to make this clear. There's no positive to Gerrit Cole being hurt. So I don't want this I got a positive for you. No, it sucks. It sucks for him. It sucks for us as baseball fans. And obviously, it sucks for the New York Yankees. But according to Buster Olney, and I think he's kind of in the know.
Yeah.
The New York Yankees are going to be able to collect insurance on this year's Gerrit Cole salary.
Just this year's.
Because this is the year he's not going to pitch.
Right.
The hope is next year he's going to pitch.
Right. Got it.
So he's not pitching at all this year. He's due to make about $35 million. The Yankees will only have to pay $8 of the $35 million. They would get $27 million back via insurance. So the Yankee fan gets that piece of information and says, you guys, and they probably use expletives, better reinvest that money in somebody who can help this team. Is that not a fair view to have when you hear that information?
I would agree, and I think they will. The question is, when do they do that? Because there's not a ton of there's no options available right now, so you're gonna wait at some point. But you also believe Max Fried's gonna be exactly what you signed him here to do. You hope Carlos Rodon holds his water. Clark Schmidt has a better outing than he did today for the most part. Right, and what's his name?
Marcus Stroman
comes through.
Will Warren?
But Will is different because he's young, and you hope he comes through.
Mm-hmm.
But he's young. You have no idea. But those guys that are here to be veteran starters, they got to be veteran starters. And so I think eventually they will, but I think they'll wait. It's not going to happen right away.
Well, the problem with doing it right now is first you look at free agency and say, mm-hmm. okay, who's still available? Kyle Gibson is the best pitcher available. Yeah. And one thing I like about Kyle Gibson is he's reliable. He takes the ball. He makes 30 starts. He's an innings eater, and there's certainly a value to that.
Yeah.
But he's a back of the rotation arm who's 37 or 38 years old.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Offensively, and just because you're saving the money on Cole doesn't mean it has to be for a pitcher. You can reinvest that money with an outfielder, which they could certainly use, or a bat. Sean's brought his name up a lot, and he doesn't make a lot of sense as Alex Verdugo, just because he's familiar with the locker room. And also, the defense in left field should not just be ignored. He's a plus defender in left field. It takes the pressure off Jason Dominguez, who early this season, maybe all this season, who knows what happens with Giancarlo, could DH more than anything else. So there are ways that you can reinvest this money. Now, Brian Cashman met the media earlier today and said, quote, very little is available in the pitching marketplace, which he's right about.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, quote, the Yankees will rely on what we have while exploring outside opportunities. But he said this, luxury tax penalties make it, quote, less likely they will add from the outside. No Yankee fan wants to hear that.
I mean, my God.
Mm. No Yankee fan wants to hear that, not only based on the $27 million you're saving on the Cole insurance,
right.
But a story came out yesterday citing how much money the Yankees made last year just off ticket revenue and luxury suite revenue and how successful the year was. And look, we can't confirm those numbers. Yeah. I can't tell you they're 100% accurate.
Yeah, but part of that's got to be because they went to the World Series.
Oh, absolutely. Correct. They gained an extra $100 million by going to the World Series.
Wow.
But a Yankee fan sees that and says, Brian, I don't want to hear about luxury tax penalties. You're in a tough spot right now. Now, there isn't an obvious guy, clearly, as we just went through.
No.
But as the trade deadline approaches, there may be an obvious guy who has a big salary.
Well, I think you almost have to go... And Sean and I were talking about this before. You almost have to go back to Yankee philosophy from the last half a decade. Bludgeon people to victory.
Yes.
Right?
Especially, Tiki, if they get Luis Gil actually back towards the end.
Right.
And you start pairing him with Fried and Rodon. God bless you.
Right.
All of that.
Yeah.
So it's less about what the plan was. And the plan was to pitch their way to victory.
Right.
And now you have to go back and find a bat.
Well, I still like their staff. It's just not as good as it was 2 days ago.
Which is why you got to outslug teams this year.
I agree. Which is why the Nolan Arenado thing, I go back to something that I've been bringing up for weeks and months now. I even tried to get Goldie to bite on it. Hey, have you been texting Nolan? It's an easy answer. I'm not saying it's the complete answer. I'm not saying it guarantees you anything. But with one slight phone call, and all it takes is money, and you just freed up $27 million of it because of this Gerrit Cole insurance, you could acquire a guy in Nolan Arenado who makes your team better.
It's really, I wonder when they did that insurance.
Well, how does that work?
I guess they did it.
Do you have to do it prior to the contract being signed as a whole?
Yeah, you have to do it before there's, you sign a contract, you insure that contract based on injury or whatever it may be, but... So they probably did it 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
That's smart.
It's smart. I wonder what... it's just interesting that they did that.
I'll tell you this. I don't know much about insurance and how much it costs. Right. I would insure every starting pitcher I have. Because look what happens. Even a guy... I'll give you a smaller example. But the Yankees and the Mets both have pitching prospects. Chase Hampton and Christian Scott. They both need a Tommy John surgery.
True.
Even when you're young, it happens.
But when you're young, it doesn't matter because
it doesn't cost you anything.
You're not losing the output.
No, I agree.
You're paying for.
I agree. My only point of bringing that up is that I don't care how young you are in a contract or what your age is.
Right, right.
I would want that whole thing insured because this can happen at any moment. I think what the Yankees have to realize is that no Yankee fan wants to hear a word about the luxury tax or how much you've spent or how much you have left. You need to lift all rocks, look under every pebble to make this team better. You can't give in. Now, with that said, I love the man I'm about to attack. I do. I think he's a brilliant talk show host, and he means a lot to me. Because the first time I ever did a show at WFAN, I was nervous, and this man said, "Don't be nervous. Relax.
Moogie.
I'm not talking about you."
And you weren't nervous?
I was very nervous.
And you weren't nervous because he said, "Don't be nervous"?
I became less nervous because this man said, "Don't be nervous." I think he's, with all due respect, like one of the great talk show hosts we have in this country.
Snowblower.
Not you, Mike. I'm sorry. But I strongly disagree with something he said. And because I respect him, it bothered me.
I spoke to Robert Sala last night.
You're still guessing wrong. It's not Craig either. It's Adam Schein, who I have great respect for. But Adam Schein, on one of his shows, because I think he has a lot of shows, he's very talented. But Adam Schein, who is a Yankee fan, who I respect, went on a diatribe about how screwed his baseball team is.
A lot of people did the same thing.
But you know what? I respect Adam Schein.
Some of these others. You didn't expect him to overreact, is what you're saying.
I was a little surprised. Yeah. I want you to play what Adam said, and then I'm going to very politely tell him why he should wrap his legs around me. Don't worry, we'll be fine.
You're a Yankee fan. The goal is to win the World Series. The New York Yankees have a 0% chance of winning the World Series.
Zero. Adam, come back to me, bro. Zero? Zero?
Like that?
Done?
Didn't your Twitter poll say that the Yankees are still going to win the East? Win the league.
I put a poll out. It was based on something we brought up yesterday because I challenged everyone. I challenged everyone on this show and the audience. I said, hey, when we come back, I want you to tell me who the team to beat is in the American League. So it's not even a prediction. It's just, who's the team to beat in the American League? You look at the rosters, you analyze it. And Tiki said the Detroit Tigers. Sean said the Boston Red Sox. Who did you say, Tommy? Did I even ask you?
You did. Baltimore Orioles.
Said the Orioles. Okay, all fine, by the way. So I put a poll up this morning because my answer after everyone gave theirs was, it's still the Yankees, despite all of this.
Well, I mean, I thought you asked us if there was another answer other than the Yankees.
It could, I said, who's the team to beat in the American League? It could be whoever you want it to be.
Right.
Well, you didn't think the Yankees were an option?
I mean, it would have made any sense if we all would have said Yankees.
But you weren't going to. Because you're all giving up the way Adam Schein is giving up.
I'm not giving up
Maybe
at all.
Not you, but Sean and Tommy are.
I was just giving an alternate, you know.
Wait, so are the Yankees the team to beat in the American League? Are you going to join me in that belief? You don't have to. I don't want to bully you.
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
Don't know. Well, more likely than not, but I don't know.
Okay.
I can't say it confidently like I would have 3 weeks ago.
No, let's be fair. If you're going to play the Schein clip, which is fine, 0%, he says. And I think we could all agree, all right, that's being a little extreme because anything can happen any given year. But, Evan, what truly is the percentage you would put on it? If we all agree zero is ridiculous because you're talking about, I just want to paint the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
This team now, we went from, oh, they're a lock, the American League stinks. They're going to have to fight just to make the playoffs.
100%.
Then they're going to have to fight through teams that are probably going to be better than most of us think in the American League. And then they're going to have to fight for whatever lion comes out of the cage that is the National League.
Right.
To then, remember, it's not about making up. His thing was 0% chance to win the World Series.
Yeah.
So you go through all of that with the roster we know, which we don't even know what other injuries are happening. What percentage would you put on that? Be honest.
I'll give you the actual odds for them to win the World Series went from 7-1 to 9-1. So I think that's probably pretty accurate. I'd say they've got about a 10% chance to win the World Series, which is probably what it would have been. It would have been 15% before the injury. Just remember, your odds of winning the World Series are never going to be 70%.
I that's why I think it's not crazy to say zero.
What are the Dodgers right now?
The Dodgers? I think they're like 3-1.
Yeah, they're probably 3 or 4-1.
So it probably isn't that 30 range. But no, it is crazy to say zero.
I would say
zero.
Like, based on that, I would say like 2.5%.
Zero means it can't happen,
right,
bro.
Think about it. If it's 10% on their best day, I think things are going to keep steamrolling the other way. I just don't trust it. I don't trust those courts.
Okay. But that's fine. But 0% means it cannot happen.
I know. And I'm telling you it can, but it's still very minimal.
That's fine. Adam Schein, who I respect, tapped out.
All right.
Well, he was like Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania against Kurt Angle. He tapped out. He's
right, so let's think about this rationally now. So we knew Giancarlo Stanton had an injury history. Did we not?
Yes.
Yes. So it happens. We kind of knew Luis Gil, even though he didn't get on a pitching innings limit last year, was likely dancing with danger, right? So he got hurt. And now we knew that Gerrit Cole was a little bit jacked up last year. He missed the first quarter of the season.
Sure.
Right? So, like, it was inevitable that those three guys in particular, something might happen.
Right.
Right? But Sean's saying the rest of the team is going to fall apart. And
not
who else are you worried about? Okay. Because I don't think anybody else has a history that's worryable. I know people want to say Judge and his injury problem, but we all know the freak stuff that's happened.
Of course.
Though,
I am worried about a freak injury to him. I'm worried about Carlos Rodon's back. I'm worried about forearm injuries to Max Fried. My point is,
He's never had forearm injuries.
Didn't he have a forearm injury last
year? No, he had hamstring injuries and blisters. He's had a blister every year for the last 6 years.
Right,
then he strained his hamstring.
Tiki has become a Max Friedologist.
I appreciate that.
I looked it up yesterday. It's just like, what is he? I know people always keep talking about him being hurt. Like, what did he do?
But my rebuttal of that would be, I agree with you on all three of those. The idea that all three, like three sevens on a slot machine, have hit before the season.
Yeah, and you're still the number one favorite to go win the American League.
And I'm saying based on roster, I still disagree with
those. This is why before all of this stuff happened, it was overwhelming that the Yankees were winning the American League. Overwhelming.
Yeah.
But you lose three of your top players, in essence, and you're still a favorite.
Well, because the Yankees went from being the clear team to beat in the American League to a team in the American League. Yeah, I admit it. It's certainly a lot closer now.
And I also think they didn't do enough to replace what they lost in the offseason.
But forget about what they lost in the offseason, because it's not about comparing yourself to last year, which I know you've done and a lot of Yankee fans have done. It's about comparing yourself to everybody else in the American League.
Goldie's going to hit 35 home runs.
But I'm very high on Goldie, so you know I agree with that sentiment. But what we don't do in baseball, more so than football, is we don't look at the other teams. We don't look at the Astros. We don't look at the Orioles. We don't look at the Red Sox. And we don't look at actually their rosters and their issues and actually compare. And I think in this poll that I put out and my explanation yesterday on who's the best team or who's the team to beat in the American League, if you take the time to do that, which people did, your answer is it's still the Yankees. 36% of people said the Yankees. 33% said others, so it was close. And then there's a huge drop-off to the Orioles at 20%, and 11% say the Astros. So the 33% that say other, they're probably split on a bunch of teams. Some may say Texas. Some may say Boston. Some may even say Detroit or Kansas City or whatever team you want to come up with.
I was just looking at their pitching staff.
The point is, it's a jumbled mess. So for Adam to suggest, or for you to suggest, it's over. They got 0% shot is lunacy. They're no longer the big bad favorite, but they're right there with every other flawed team in the American League. And I'm sick and tired after less than 24 hours of hearing a bunch of losers give up on their team. It's enough.
I've lowered the bar. I'm not being a loser. I told you, they're going to be a scrappy little engine that could choo-choo. That's going to be the theme of the season. I think Adam is being a little over-exaggerated when he actually stamps the claim 0%. But to me, like, I figuratively look at them at 0% knowing, like, of course they could have a chance. Of course everything could go right from here on out. But whether it's 2 to 5%, you know, 10% at best, that feels like zero with the way things
are
going.
It's not zero.
All right, so long-term prediction, Evan. How does the Yankee season end this year?
Well, I have not put together my official MLB predictions. Okay. I've been working hard on it.
But if you're going to crush anybody for saying they have no shot, I want to hear what you think.
I think they're going to be a playoff team. You want me to give you at least that? Is that enough for you today to say they're a playoff team? I will give you you know the way I am. I'm anal. I'm like the Angels hat. I'm crazy about these predictions, right? Like, I'll go specific. I remember last year what I said about the Yankees. I was wrong, by the way. I said they're going to win the division. I was right about that. I said they'd win close to 100 games. Yeah, sort of right about that. And I said you'll inevitably lose to the Astros. I was wrong. Who knew the Astros were going to get picked off in the first round? So I'm specific, and I promise you I'll be specific. But I'll start with this. They're making the playoffs. To give up like a bunch of losers because they've been hit with injuries so far in spring training. It's like you're not looking at are the Astros perfect?
No.
Are the Reds, all of a sudden we're freaking kinging the Red Sox? Those frauds?
2 years ago.
Stop.
The Yankees did not make the playoffs.
I'm aware.
But that was extenuating circumstances.
And wouldn't we all agree now, no sort of win, they have a lot of extenuating circumstances that are starting to mount now?
I will admit this. If Aaron Judge goes down, they're screwed. Is that fair enough for you?
That would be the only way I would co-sign what you're saying.
But you even said, Evan, when they missed the playoffs 2 years ago, it wasn't just about Aaron Judge going down.
It wasn't just about Aaron Judge.
Which prompted the Soto addition.
I understand that. I'm giving you my honest opinion on this team. They went from being the best team to a team in the American League. If you took away Aaron Judge, I think it's probably too much for them to overcome. So that's all I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
But I think they're a playoff team. Yes, I do. And I'm not saying that to be nice. I'm not saying that to like, oh, I want to pat the head of the Yankee fan. I'm giving you my honest baseball opinion. But you guys are so emotional right now. You're tapping out like Shawn Michaels to Kurt Angle.
Because this is what's pissing me off.
That's what I think of when I think of tap outs.
From IBOs and non-Yankee fans alike. And I'm all good if you want to be a positive Yankee fan going forward. I wish I could share that and hopefully I get there. But you can't have it both ways. The Yankee fan in this town can't be called arrogant. Oh, how dare you talk like this? And then the moment that now several things have mounted and the Yankee fans go, you know what? I don't like this team. Suddenly we're negative and we're the problem.
You know what I hate about that?
You can't have it both ways,
bro. Here's what I hate about that argument. That you can't have it both ways, the arrogant, the fight. Who are you talking to right now?
I'm talking to you, an IBO.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, you're the one telling us stop being negative.
So if you're
we're pumping our chest, be like, American League.
That would be as not an IBL, though. That would be as a Metro.
No. When I've defined the American League the way I've defined it, which I did just now in talking about you still being the team to beat in the American League, it's not trolling. It's the real opinion.
No, it has nothing
to do with trolling.
No, you miss what I'm saying. When you're saying stop worrying, you're being an IBL. When you're saying, stop beating your chest, Yankee fan, you're not that good, you're being a Metro.
Well, but this is the part that bothers me. You're arguing with me, right?
I think so.
Are we having an argument right now?
I'm hoping the Evan Roberts, not the Ian.
Are you arguing with Tommy right now? Doesn't seem like you are. You're arguing with me, right?
Yeah.
You can argue with Tommy in 5 minutes if you want. You're arguing with me. You're not arguing with him.
Yeah, we're not doing Big Brother now.
Okay, you're not arguing with...
I was just going to ask a couple questions.
You're not arguing with... when you guys argue, do that. But right now, it's me and you.
Sure. Let's
look into my eyes.
I'm looking at you.
Are you arguing with Sal Licata right now?
Sal?
Yeah, you arguing with him?
No,
you're arguing with me.
Yes.
Okay. Are you arguing with Craig Carton right now? Oh, that's right. He's a Yankee fan. Screw him. Are you arguing with Joe Beningo right now?
No.
You're arguing with me. Are you arguing with Mario732 on Twitter or are you arguing with me?
Both of you.
You're only arguing with me.
Okay.
So do me a favor. When you decide to argue with me,
I'm here.
Don't bring up points other people make.
I brought up your point.
I make.
I brought up your point.
When have I talked about you beating your chest?
Your point. When we talked about the Yankees last year making the World Series and you carried it over, you have referenced several times to the point it's pissed me off as a Yankee fan, the weakness that is the American League, okay? You have used that to inflate the Yankees, and in essence, by doing that, you may not realize you're doing it. You're telling us, hey, you remember, you went through the weaker league. You did it last year.
No, you did.
But that's why I'm arguing with you about it.
No, no, I did. I gave my opinion on the league. I also made it very clear to Yankee fans and the Met fans who like to pop their mouth all the time that I'd rather be in a crappy league and win the pennant. I don't care. And no one should take anything away from what the Yankees accomplished last year just because the league sucks. Me saying the league sucks is not trolling. Me saying the league sucks is, I'll say it again, my opinion about the American League, which I'm telling you, I swear to the baseball gods, dear baseball gods, please move the Mets to the American League. I'd rather be in the American League.
But that's the point.
No, hold on.
You sit on both sides of the argument. You can't do that,
it's not an argument.
I'm lost by what you're arguing, Sean.
Exactly. I'm not. My opinion on the league is not trolling, and it's not beating your chest. The Yankees accomplished a lot last year. It's just, this is why you're a favorite. Who cares?
2 months ago, I sat in that chair before Cinco, and you argued when I said, who were the best teams coming into the offseason that could contend? I had the Yankees number two behind the Dodgers. I was confident then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
and
were fifth.
You looked at me dead in the eye and said, they are not better than the Phillies, the Mets. I forgot.
Spot the line. What does that have to do with this? What the hell does that have to do with
it? Stop interrupting. I'm leading the horse to water
Go,
here.
Go, lead him.
Your point was, how could you be so positive about the Yankees or put them ahead of these teams? They're only good because of the league. And now I'm sitting here telling you, you knocked me down for that. Now I'm going around, I'm negative about the team, and you're telling me, you know, you can't be negative. Which do you want? You want the Yankee fan to wave the pom-pom because the league's bad? Or do you want the Yankee fan to be negative?
I'm going to let you finish on that because I think your point makes no sense. Go ahead.
It doesn't make any sense. Because regardless of what Evan is trying to make you feel, the American League is weaker than the National League. So even if he said the Yankees are fifth in Major League Baseball, it doesn't matter because the top four in the National League. He's only talking about the American League.
Thank you, Tiki. Thank you.
So it doesn't matter. In every part of the argument, you're knocking out the National League. That's not what we're talking about.
The National League and the New York Mets are relevant to this discussion, and I know why this is difficult for you, because a lot of my brethren always like to make it about us versus them.
I mean, who would do such a thing?
There's that guy. And you two can argue.
Generational talent.
You two could argue about it, and you should. Okay?
Right. But don't argue
with me about it, because I've made it very clear my opinion on the New York Yankees.
Just to be clear. now we admit there was already five teams better than them.
Correct.
One of them they're going to end up facing the World Series if they got there and still have to get through. But there's no, we can't say 0%.
But hold on, Sean. It doesn't matter if there are five teams better than them because there's only four of those teams or one of those teams that they can possibly face.
But it matters if the argument is you're an idiot for saying it's 0%.
It's you're an idiot.
Because I'm saying how many obstacles and then you get to that one.
It's one National League team you have to beat if you're in the World Series, not five of them. If I said to you today, the Yankees are the ninth best team in baseball, but they're the best team in the American League. Now, I don't actually believe that, but let's just say I argued the Mets are better, the Braves are better, the Phillies are better, the Cubs are better, the Dodgers are better, the Padres are better, the Giants are better, the Diamondbacks are better. All those teams are better than the Yankees.
Then my answer to you would be it's close to 0% they're winning the World Series.
That's such a ridiculous point. You're so wrong. So you're the ninth best team in baseball, you're the best in the American League. You don't have to beat nine teams. You got to beat one team.
Right.
Got to beat one team if you get to the World Series. It may not be the Dodgers.
So doesn't matter if the second place team or the runner up in the NLCS or the loser in the divisional round in the National. It doesn't matter if they're actually better than you because you're not facing them.
Exactly.
We're talking about the New York Yankees vis-a-vis the American League. That is it.
Now, if you two want to fight about this, we'll set up a time. But now, we're going to take a very quick break. We'll come back. Sean's got a Cinco de Five-O list plus Tommy Lugauer's big break. What does that mean? I'll tell you all about it. Coming up, Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.